Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Awakening Radio with Patricia is to help you awaken your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, to bring this forward with confidence and clarity. Topics covered will be simple spirituality, understanding the five bodies, vibration and energy, the power of thought and feeling, the clearing of past negative patterns and programming, learning about the chakra system, learning about the divine feminine and masculine, and DNA rewiring. Experience recalling your power and tapping into the divine while working with ascended masters, archangels, illumined beings of light, and source energy. Take command of the power in your life. This show promises to boldly go where you have been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired. Now, here is your host, Patricia.
Hello, 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 everyone, and namaste. I'm Patricia Iris-Kerens, and you are listening to the Awakening Talk Radio Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience deep awareness of your divine feminine power. Each Sunday, 11 a.m. PST, 2 p.m. EST, and 7 p.m. GMT. On the Awakening Talk Show, we will have some very interesting discussions, meditations, voice and sound work, as well as gifted empowerment coaches and speakers, sound masters and authors, helping you to find the wise wisdom at the core of your being. So, you know, my question always is, are you aware of your inner divine feminine energy and power? And if so, how are you accessing and using it? Well, welcome, dearest hearts. Today I am so excited to say that we are joined by Alison Ward, who is a spiritual relationship expert and author. And she's going to help us to further explore the divine feminine energy. And today Alison is going to share her story and how she came to healing relationships through her own experiences. So welcome, Alison. How are you?
Hi, Patricia. I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's just wonderful to have you. And I know that you have a beautiful story to share with everyone, Alison, and also all about your book that is now out. So we're really looking forward to that. But, you know, I know you really do have quite a story. So let's start from the very beginning. Give us the insider information, as it were, on how you experienced your awakening into a spiritual relation with yourself and with others.
Okay. Well, Patricia, in 1994, I had left an abusive relationship. It was mainly mental and emotional abuse and the odd physical abuse. I left this man who I wasn't married to, but we had a son together who was 2.5 years old at the time of our awakening. And I'm afraid it's a little bit cliche in that I didn't want to have any other relationships, but destiny had to play a hand and change that. And I met my now husband after I wanted to be on my own. And yeah. My ex heard about this and didn't like it. So What ensued was a time of being tormented by phone calls late at night to say that I was going to be dead and to watch my back, and being told that I was being watched. Now, at that time in the UK, you didn't have the stalking laws. I knew because I felt it at the core of my being that I and my son's life was in danger. So I contacted the police, but they couldn't do anything because there weren't any witnesses. Very often in abusive situations like this, the abuser will make sure that no one witnesses any events.
So that must have been very, very frightening, Alison.
Petrifying, and also hugely embarrassing and shameful. Yeah. I also went to a solicitor to see a lawyer to see if they could help me, but they couldn't help me. So I was literally what we would call in England a sitting duck. And what also happened was I dreamt about the awakening, and unbeknown to me, so did my son. I didn't know this until after the awakening. Mm-hmm. So I knew that my life was in danger. So
can I just come in there? Yeah. Would you describe yourself as someone who had a kind of victim consciousness or a poor me type consciousness? Did you feel you had attracted that in? Was it a pattern? Was this the first time? Or had there been other abusers in this lifetime?
There hadn't actually, Patricia, but what I was a people pleaser. I used to like to make people happy. I didn't understand and realise that that was a form of giving away my power. Mm-hmm. That you don't have to make anyone else happy. If you're happy within yourself, other people will be happy around you. You don't have to do that. But I was a people pleaser. I wanted to be loved. I wanted to be liked. And I would do things that I would perceive would occur in me being liked or loved. It was that simple. So that was a really good question. That is a lot of work that I work with now with people. So the awakening came shortly after, and it was on the 5th of July 1994. Well, I always find it quite ironic that it's the day after Independence Day.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So what had actually happened was I was then having a relationship with my current husband, who is Carl, and we decided that we didn't want to get too involved because he'd been separated from his wife for a year. And just before he met me, he'd organised a 10-week trip around Europe on his motorbike with a friend.
And obviously, fabulous. that sounds wonderful.
Absolutely, absolutely. So we knew there was a connection, but what we did, we saw each other as friends, enjoyed each other's company, but we didn't sort of create a relationship at that point because we both felt if he goes on his journey, comes back, we still feel the same way, then we'll form a relationship. Yeah. So he actually went to Europe on July the 5th. On July the 5th, the day that he went to Europe, my ex, who is called Bob in the book, I had to change names for protection.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he was meant to be in another part of the country. So I felt quite relieved that he wasn't in my local area that I was living and working in after having all these phone calls and warnings to watch my back. So the day that Carl left for Europe was the day that Bob was in another part of the country. So it was a normal day. I took my son, Junior, to nursery. We marched like soldiers to the bus stop. I took him to nursery, I went to work, I picked him back up from nursery, came home and was cooking the tea, spaghetti bolognese, and then there was a knock at the door and it was Bob.
Uh-huh.
Now, he should have been there, he should have been in a different part of the country. So straight away I was a little bit anxious, but I felt okay because his physical appearance looked clean. He didn't smell of drink, I couldn't see anything about him that was alarming. And then he said, I've come to discuss arrangements to see my son. And I thought, hallelujah, the man's come round, he's showing some consistency at long last, because all I wanted was for my son to have some consistency in his life from his father, because obviously I was giving consistency. I was really trying to be a good parent and not to go into the drama of the situation as well. So can you see, when he turned up at my door, with this, I was thinking, great, he's come round. So I let him into my tiny little house. And the first thing that alarmed me was he'd not seen Junior for a couple of weeks. And Junior came running up to him, but he ignored him.
Aha, okay. Thought,
what's going on there?
Were you getting any signals? Can I just ask, did you get any signals from your divine feminine? Did she come in with any feelings in the stomach or anything?
Absolutely. And that is, Patricia, that's a brilliant question, because that is part of what my story is about, is listening to that divine feminine wisdom. As soon as I closed the door and he walked into my little, very small room, my stomach was clenching and my heart was beating so fast. I knew we were in danger. So straight away, I was trying to preempt the next sentence, looking at routes of escape, trying to think how I could protect my son, all within seconds, simultaneously.
Yes, yes. And, you know, that's the instinct of the mother in you as well, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. So then what happened, he just looked at me and said, I can't stand the thought of you being with anyone else, and then headbutted me twice and got me in the middle of a room whereby he pulled a knife out of his back pocket and he proceeded to stab me in front of my little boy.
My goodness. Well, Alison, I'm just, you know, that sounds absolutely horrific, I have to say. A real assault and abuse on your divine feminine and indeed your power. But as ever, we just need to take some breaks within the program. So what we're going to do is just take a short break here, and you are listening to Patricia with the Awakening Talk Radio Show. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will be hearing more about this fascinating story of Alison's, and we are delighted she is our wonderful guest today, and we're going to hear all about her book as well. So stay tuned.
As golden tears fall from the trees and memories sigh on the breeze, I picture comfort for a while, but doesn't move and doesn't smile. I sit and watch the open space and think perhaps I see your face. From all that's lost and nothing found, my floating palace ran aground.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Would you like to discover and bring forward your inner divine feminine and emerge, rebirth, rejuvenated and regenerated, restored to your original five-body blueprint? Join me, Patricia Iris Cairns, author and expert on the divine feminine, March 22nd and 23rd in Baltimore, Maryland, to birth this beautiful energy into your life. Register now, info@patriciairiscairns.com. That's info@patriciairiscairns.com.
Golden tears fall from the trees, and memories sigh on the breeze. A picture comfort for a while, but doesn't move and doesn't smile. I sit and watch the open space.
Welcome back, everyone, and we are back on the Awakening Talk Radio Show with Patricia. And we're discussing the Divine Feminine and Divine Feminine power, intuition, how it has been used and abused. And wonderful author Alison Ward is recounting her life experience with us today and some horrific aspects of that, may I say. But out of that has grown a most wonderful book. But you know what? Just before we get to that, I would just like to mention that the first two listeners who contact us here today will receive from me a free one-hour coaching session, one-to-one over the phone or by Skype. No qualifications necessary. You just need not to have worked with me before, and we're going to take time to really discover what would be for your highest good and greatest joy that I could possibly offer you. And Alison, bless her, she is offering a free personal channeling with every book of hers that is sold. And she's going to tell you how to get in touch with buying her book later. However, phoning the station, the number is 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. So welcome back, Alison. Tell us a bit more about this book. I know we just reached that horrific situation where you'd been stabbed, but I guess we just need to watch our time and everything. We need to roll forward. What about this book? How did it grow out of that experience?
Well, to leapfrog a way forward, we did survive, and there were miraculous situations in our survival. And I was very post-traumatized, as was my son. No one could help me. The doctor just cried when I went to the GP and cried because he had heard what had happened. I went to counsellors and they couldn't reach me, and I became very dark and very away from the world, sinking into it. And then it was something that a really dear friend said to me. She said, Alison, the best form of revenge is happiness. And that woke me up. And then I realised that it was up to me. I could either stay a victim, which would have been much easier, Patricia, because people were looking after me. I didn't have to think about food, money. Or I could dig deep and I could start finding out who I truly was, to awaken myself to who I am, to my purpose. So I started to look in the mirror and see who was looking back at me.
How wonderful. I mean, to find that. What a beautiful statement. The best form of revenge is happiness. Because, you know, isn't it true? People can take everything away from you, but they cannot take your innate spirit. And it sounds as if that's what really your soul was sitting up and paying attention to there. So, okay, carry on. We're deeply involved now.
So, Patricia, what happened? I started to discover that as a human being, I was amazing, as all our fellow human beings were. But it started off slowly with finding tools that I had within me that I didn't know existed and starting practicing them. Like every day I'd say what I was grateful for. And I'm telling you, some days it was difficult. It was so, so difficult to even open my eyes to the world. But then every night I'd go to bed and state out loud new things to be grateful for. I hadn't heard about Louise Hay and all these amazing people at the time, and I naturally found these tools and skills within me. I was also...
When, Alison, can I just ask, though, when you were a people pleaser, were you aware then that you really did count, that your voice was important, that you had a purpose and a passion? Was that fairly well hidden? You were just so deeply down into this looking after everybody else scenario.
It wasn't there. It wasn't visible. I didn't see my inner beauty, my external beauty. I didn't even know what purpose meant. I knew my purpose as a mother, and I loved being a mother, but my gifts, if I was to be told that I had gifts and a purpose, I would see that as being quite egoic and up myself, which is quite an English saying, and I wouldn't want to feel that. So when I actually woke up to the fact that I am a being of light, as we all are, and yeah, that there's also a dark aspect to me as well, because that's what makes us human. Mm. I started to pull the lightness out more and more by looking at the soul and within me that I was housing.
Yes. And yeah, absolutely.
The love for this soul and the love for life started to come back, and I noticed that I started to become more and more well. And then I progressed to working in a hospice. I looked after volunteers in a hospice, which was just a wonderful, wonderful place to work. And then my gift started to awaken. I started to be very intuitive. That then went on to becoming a gifted channel to the angelic realms and the divine. And then went on to down the complementary therapy route.
So you really found your voice went... It's like the instrument, isn't it? And allowing the angels to work through you and use your voice, not just to heal you, but to heal humanity. So is that what then started the divine flow for the book?
Yeah, it is. Absolutely. That's exactly what happened. I found my voice as in Alison Ward's voice. And then I recognised this voice could help other people find themselves. So I would use my story to shock people, to awaken them to the, you know, I could have lost my life on this day. I was only 29, and so could my son, who was only 2.5. But something stopped us from having our life snatched. And that something must mean that we have here to do great things, surely.
Well, absolutely. I believe that we are all protected and our angels are around us all the time, looking after us and guiding us. And what will be, that is an element of that. However, when we ask for help from the angels, they really do step in. And it sounds as if you had a sort of miraculous protection, if you like. They really saved you because of your purpose. It just wasn't your time to go, Alison. Otherwise, you would have gone. Do you know what I mean?
I know so, exactly what you mean. Absolutely.
Yeah. And so it really is a beautiful story, and it is a story guaranteed to waken people up because they have to sit up and pay attention to that. So, tell us more about the book. I'd really like to hear more about it.
So then what happened? I kept being nagged by my clients as I started to build up my own practice, and my friends and my angels kept nagging me to write this book. And my one dear friend, Karen, who's now got the same surname of me, how hilarious, my soul sister, she kept saying, write this book. And every time I got that message, I got tingles all down my spine, as if my wings were sort of flapping around. So it took me 6 years to format the book and 3 weeks to write it when I actually sat down, and that was taken pages out. And the idea of the book is to awaken people to their lives, to their purpose and their gifts. So it's not simply a story about surviving domestic violence. You know, the first two chapters give you a background and give you a frank detail of that, but the continuation of the book explains how the tools that I discovered not only have gone on to help me, but have reached to people throughout the whole of the world. And that the gifts that I've now decided to own and nurture and grow and develop and not be embarrassed about are there to help other people be inspired and awaken to wake up into your life.
And, you know, how well met are we? I think I said to you earlier on today that you know, obviously this program is called The Awakening Top Show, but also I've written a musical called The Awakening, and that is the same story is how a woman comes to really discovering her feminine power through tragedy. In this instance, it was the loss of her husband, and she had been very codependent with him and just given away all her power there. So, you know, we're very well met, are we not, in this name awakening?
It's wonderful, because I realised that when I kept being asked to share my stories, you can imagine I had to repeat it many, many, many times over, that I didn't want to keep calling it the attack. Because I'd chosen to have happiness as my best form of revenge, and that happiness came from me, that no one else could give me happiness, I decided that it was really a beautiful gift in an ugly box. And that's what I then call the awakening, that what happened to me was horrendous, but it was my awakening, certainly.
Yes. Yeah, and all these beautiful gifts that you're now talking about, you would probably find that once you got into doing all of that, that there are a wealth of people around this globe doing very similar work. Yeah. And bringing it all forward. And that indeed is what has led to this upsurge, if you like, this tsunami of unconditional love that is surrounding us at all times.
Patricia, and you know what I love about what you're saying, because I absolutely agree, we're so on par with each other. Sometimes when I do random acts of kindness, or I'm out looking at myself doing these acts of kindness that are totally genuine and without any condition attached to them, for a split second it's like seeing two people, and then it catches up with me, and the light part of myself says, how amazing was that? And then the dark side of me says, oh, don't be so silly. But I just love working in that way of pure love. I just love it.
Yes. Well, exactly. And I mean, if you're working in love and not fear, that is the only way forward. And the fear is linked to the ego. And so when we move beyond the I into I am, and that more fulfilling way of being, then the ego just disappears. It just doesn't have any control. Anyway, Alison, this is fascinating stuff, but we're going to have to take a wee break here. So I'm Patricia, and you're listening to the Awakening Talk Radio Show. When we come back, we'll be tuning in together to more of the divine feminine power within you. And Alison and I will be talking about her wonderful event that's coming up on March 16th in Birmingham, and what you can expect to find there. So stay tuned, much more to learn.
As golden tears fall from the trees, and memories sigh on the breeze, I picture comfort for a while, but doesn't move and doesn't smile. I sit and watch the open space, and think perhaps I see your face. From all that's lost and nothing found, my floating palace ran aground. I wanna fly, although my wings are broken.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Would you like to discover and bring forward your inner divine feminine and emerge, rebirthed, rejuvenated and regenerated, restored to your original five-body blueprint? Join me, Patricia Iris Cairns, author and expert on the divine feminine, March 22nd and 23rd in Baltimore, Maryland, to birth this beautiful energy into your life. Register now, info@patriciairiscairns.com. That's info@patriciairiscairns.com.
As golden tears fall from the trees and memories sigh on the breeze, I picture comfort for a while, but doesn't move and doesn't smile.
Hi there, we're back on the Awakening Talk Radio Show with Patricia and my guest today, Alison Ward. And just before the break, Alison was really whetting our appetites about this book, which is not only about the journey through domestic violence, etc., but also the journey to her self-empowerment and happiness and finding her purpose. So before we go any further, Alison, will you tell people how to get your book? Where do they go? What do they do?
Of course. You can buy my book, Awarded by Angels, by Angel Alison Ward on Amazon. Or if you'd like to buy it direct from me, you would get a free channeled message that I would ask your angels to write for me. And you would get that through www.awardedbyangels.com.
Okay, that's fabulous. And that is your giveaway today. So there you are. Alison's told you how to receive that, and just go direct to her website, which is, again, Alison, if you can just give it again.
It's www.awardedbyangels.com.
Okay, that's perfect. Now, Alison, if you had one life tip, a biggie, that you would share to our listeners that you feel they would really find helpful for the rest of their lives, what would it be?
Very simple. To learn to listen to your inner tuition, your inner compass, your guidance. And you do that by being silent every single day and just tuning into your breath and your heart, and then listen.
Yeah, absolutely. And that is so important. I can remember listening to a Wayne Dyer tape, I don't know how many years ago, and he said, the late 90s probably, and he said he'd been going through a really bad time, and he phoned up his pal Deepak Chopra, and he'd explained it all to Deepak, and the message from Deepak was simply meditate, meditate, meditate. And I know that you didn't particularly use that word, but that really is what it is, and it's so simple, isn't it?
It's simple, and the reason I didn't use that word, Patricia, is that some people get put off by that word.
Yes.
So I normally say to them, Find something, a task that you can do that your head gets left behind, like washing up or walk in the dark or going in nature. Something that stops you from thinking, that you become absorbed in. With my husband, it's mending cars and motorbikes. Whatever you can do to lose that mental chatter, that is a form of meditation.
Yeah, I agree with that totally. And for my hubby, it's going for long walks. He likes to walk. I guess I'm quite old-fashioned. I like to just sit in my little situtery, as I call it. That's a very Scottish word. But I just sit there, and I've got plants and all my bits and pieces. It's a real sacred space, and I guess I meditate there. But anyway, moving on from that now, tell us about this event that's happening in Birmingham on March 16th, which happens to be my birthday, so it's a good day.
It's a wonderful day. Welcome to the world, Patricia. Oh, Patricia, I've got so much passion about this day. Last year, I was invited to a retreat in America, and this is where I was given this guidance that I needed to reach bigger audiences. And to do that, I needed to create a company called Hearts of England. And this is a company that I work from at home. And the idea is to send our Hearts of England out to England and out to the world in the form of events that are designed to wake up. This is your life. So on Saturday the 16th of March, there are 10 speakers, including myself, that only have 30 minutes to wake you up through their message. Now, what I'm really excited about, this has reached India. I've had an email from India, a monastery in India, saying they are sending two Buddhist monks over to attend this event. Now, it's only been on Facebook, my little website, so the light has spread right over the globe to India.
How wonderful is that? That's cool.
What's lovely about it as well, the speakers only have 30 minutes at this lovely event, Austin Court, in the centre of Birmingham. Only 30 minutes. And then at the end of the day, the audience then choose who they'd want to hear more of. And then 3 and 6 months later, I'll then do a whole weekend of events with workshops, demos, talks with the chosen speakers and other new speakers to further enhance the learning and the growth and their awakening.
Well, that just sounds fabulous. And, you know, as someone who has spoken at many events, I think giving them 30 minutes really crystallizes thinking, doesn't it? They can't waffle, if you like. They've really got to hone it right and get to the point and really keep people interested, yeah?
Absolutely. And there's an alarm clock that will be rang at the end of the 30 minutes to remind them, wake up, this is your life, no more.
I love it. I could just see you all sitting there holding red cards up if somebody goes over at the time.
Absolutely. Get
I
off.
Okay, so, all right, tell us a bit about speakers then. Who all have you got? What's happening?
Some wonderful speakers. I've got a lovely friend called Louise Presley Turner. She's a Hay House author, and she will talk about finding a future that fits. I've got a lovely man called Vinay Palmer, who he shares is a lovely guy whose mother died on his wedding day, and he talks about bounce back ability. I've got a lovely lady called Sheila Crouch that is going to share with us her 20 years plus experience of being in the complementary therapy world. There's going to be a surprise speaker that I'm not saying who that is, because it's going to be shown to us on the day. That will evolve naturally. We have a lovely guy called Ian Tucker, and he talks about his book, The Simple Path, and how Reiki came into his corporate world, and he decided to leave that corporate world and move to Devon and live a very simple life on his simple path.
Lovely.
We have a lovely lady called Kate, who's going to talk about core essence and using the earth's gifts to rebalance and regenerate when we're in out of balance. So using crystals and aromatherapy and all those wonderful natural gifts from the earth.
That sounds very shamanic. I love that kind of stuff.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. We've got much more. There are 10 of us in total, so more information of that can be found on my on the Facebook page, heartsofengland.com at Facebook.
Right. So is that how people get the, now is that the Facebook connection? Do you want to read that out? Does that need to be slightly different? Yeah, read that out.
So www.facebook.com/hearts with an S on ofengland.com. And it will also be on the awardedbyangels.com website by the end of the week as well. We've had a few late bookings with speakers. So it's all very exciting, and they're all people who truly believe in their purpose, and they've got 30 minutes to show their passion and their excitement and their tools, because it's great being inspired, but then you need to know how, what, how do you do it?
Yes, and that's what I mean by crystallizing thinking. You know, I usually deliver voice and vibration work and give the people the tools, because, well, if you've been listening to this program at all, you'll know that, you know, the voice of the divine feminine is where I'm working, and using your own voice, harnessing the power of your own voice to heal yourself, as long as you put the intentions in. And I mean, I have observed over the years that working miracles with people. So yeah, you just need people that are really passionate about what they're doing and how they're doing it, to catch the imagination of people. And this program goes out, Alison, worldwide. The Transformation Talk Radio is heard worldwide, so hopefully you will be attracting people in from even further afield, perhaps, to this event. That would
wonderful. They'd all be very, very welcome. And there is an investment for the day.
So, okay.
Say again? Okay.
No, it's all right. This is just cutting out ever so slightly now and again, Alison. What were you going to say there? You were going to say about the investment for the day?
There is an investment for the day of £75. But quite frankly, if someone would really like to come and they cannot stretch to that, I am happy to accept donations of £25 upwards.
Yeah, and, you know, for me, people really need to invest in themselves through their time, their money and commitment. And if you want to change, then it's not something you can do in isolation. I believe you need to reach out to good coaches or mentors or whatever, just to get someone to step into your energy field with you and work with you. So I thoroughly recommend this to everybody that's listening, and I'm quite sure Birmingham would be delighted to receive people from all over the world. There are lots of wonderful hotels, etc. there, and it is indeed the heart of England and the United Kingdom, so we would welcome you. Alison, anything you would like to add to that now, just before we go to another break, just a quickie?
If possible, there's a greater vision behind all this, and I'll try to say it as quickly and succinctly as I may. When I was post-traumatised and going through my awakening, no one could reach me apart from myself. And very often people have said to me, who I've helped along their path, thank goodness that I've met you and that you've been able to facilitate, you know, their awakening.
Yes.
So the grander vision of this is that I eventually want to set up what I call the Dare to Dream Foundation.
Yes.
The idea of this is that it gives people permission to dare to dream. So many people are in limited behaviours and thoughts. But the bigger vision is that I would be looking to create a safe place for people who are weary and souls bruised to go and rest for a couple of weeks.
Yes.
And then eventually to have other properties that we can rent out, subsidised rents to people for up to 2 years to further aid their awakening and their involvement of their purpose. So that's
absolutely
Alison,
it's a wonderful, great vision. It's a beautiful vision, and I wish you really well with it. We're just going to have to cut there to take our next break. So this is Patricia with the Awakening Talk Radio Show. We're just going to have a quick break, and when we return, I'm going to share with you a bit more ways to expand and amplify the divine feminine in your life. So please stay tuned.
As golden tears fall from the trees and memories sigh on the breeze, I picture comfort for a while. but doesn't.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
What if being you created the change you would like to see in this world? What if there are tools to help you access you? This is Gwenna Rice, Access Facilitator and the Questionable Parent, and I'm teaming up with Access Facilitator and former NFL running back Ricky Williams to teach Access the Bars, Foundation, and Level 1, 5 days to change your life, in Seattle, February 8th to the 12th. For details, go to accessconsciousness.com.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
As golden tears fall from the trees and memories sigh on the breeze, a picture.
Welcome back, everyone, and you've been learning and absorbing a lot about the divine feminine energy tonight with myself and Alison Ward. And I would really like to offer my sincere thanks to Alison for being with us today. And we're just going to finish off. We were talking a lot about the bigger vision just at the end there, the Dare to Dream Foundation. So, Alison, I'm sorry, I did have to cut in and cut you off. So just finish that off, that little segment for us at this point.
Okay. Well, the bigger vision behind waking people up is that when I went through my awakening, I would have loved to have been able to go somewhere away from the pressures of what was happening and escape to a retreat that was safe and accessible to me. So the greater vision is that there will be a retreat for anyone whose soul is weary and bruised or just simply needs a break from life, whatever life is thrown at them. And then the bigger vision of that is that there would be further properties that people could rent from the Dare to Dream Foundation for a set period of time. But also so that it's got a fund. So if anyone really would like some mentoring work with a really good mentor but can't afford the full rate, it would be subsidised through the Dare to Dream
yes.
Foundation.
Yeah, that sounds fantastic, Alison. And, you know, obviously if there's anything we can do to help you further that cause, certainly we will now keep in touch by email or whatever. But it really does sound like a wonderful idea, and I wish you well with manifesting that. So I'm just going to have to sign off with you now, Alison. Really thank you. Mega thank you for joining us, and we really wish you all success with the Awakening event and that's the 16th of March in Birmingham.
Thank you.
Okay, you're very welcome. Now, we're just moving on now, just noting the music we're playing. In between segments is from The Awakening, the musical, by my friends John Sinclair, Roz Burnett, and myself, Patricia Cairns. And as I said, that really is one woman's route to self-empowerment through tragedy, and that's often the way it comes to us all. But you will hear the words of some of the songs. You know, I want to fly, although my wings are broken. I want to feel, although my heart is numb. And, you know, these words, they really open people's heart centers. So if you like that music, do let us know. We're looking for someone that could produce this show. It's a full two-act show, and it's written with the West End in mind. So if you know anyone who's up to that, we would love to hear from. And just incidentally, the singer who's belting it out there is my friend Nikki Connell. So many thanks to Nikki. Now, a quick reminder about our giveaways tonight, just to remind you that Alison is offering a free channeling if you purchase her book. And so you can get her book on Amazon or at her website, which she gave you earlier on. But if you want to phone in for me, I'm offering a free one-hour coaching session, and the number is 1-800-930-2819. But just a little bit more about the Divine Feminine and the Divine Feminine Power. I am really asking everyone to look deep within and find that wonderful heart center that is theirs, and find more and more ways to actually tap in to the center, expand it, and amplify love in your center. And I mean unconditional love. Now, I've written a little book too. It's just a small book, but it brings forward all the many different aspects of love and how we can expand and amplify it. And there are also beautiful affirmations from the angels. As you know, I channel the angels as well as the Magdalene and Jesus and Isis, and they come through me with beautiful messages. And I guess that's really what I wanted to talk about today as well. I have lots of new divine flow, creative flow coming through. It's gestating a bit just now, but it's definitely going to be birthed very soon. So next week, when I come back on the 3rd of March, I'm going to take some time. I'm actually going to interview myself, by the way, because I don't have a guest. But I'm going to be bringing forward really what I feel the next steps are for humanity. But also I'm going to be bringing through to you what the next steps are for me, because I'm definitely shifting. I feel that all the time we grow and we grow love in our lives, then accordingly our vibration and our field of energy is shifting and growing as well. And all I can say is that I really find this way, this method, if you like, of collaboration, cooperation. I'm finding there are so many other beautiful spirits, magnificent souls, ladies, mostly, I have to say, coming in to support me on my mission. And likewise, I can help them with theirs. So it's very much a reciprocal arrangement, and yet we are loving and supporting each other in divine wisdom. And so that's all going to be brought forward on the 3rd of March. Meanwhile, I'm off to Ireland, going to Ireland in the green, back to my Celtic roots over there. And I'm going to be in Loughrea, which is very near Galway. And I'm going to be in Galway itself at the Devon Health Centre in Salt Hill. And I'm doing a workshop on one-to-ones there. And then I'm making my way down to beautiful Cork, and again, delivering a workshop there. Then coming back up, and I've got a meeting in Dublin. So, you know, lots of things. Do go on to my website. It's www.patriciairiskennens.com, and you will get an update on when and where and how much. Doing the big workshops in the United States, as you know, in Baltimore, and they're booking very, very well. The one-to-ones, in fact, are fully booked. But certainly, again, please visit the site and we will log in to that and get you fixed up if you would like to come. And that's going through Joanne Bracken, who was our beautiful guest last Sunday. And we got some fabulous feedback after that show. So thank you to all of you out there who are listening to all of this. We hope really sincerely that you are growing and getting some little nuggets of information that are going to help you move forward. So, tip of the week, is there something you need to acknowledge and appreciate about yourself? And, you know, you've probably got loads of things that you've achieved that you take as day-to-day happenings that are very simple. And yet to others, they can seem quite extraordinary. So just take time to actually write that down. What have you managed to achieve today? What did you do yesterday? What did you do the day before? Whether it's in your business or the book you've written or your life or the disease you've overcome or the relationship you've healed or survived or grew from. Make a list. Take time out to formally pat yourself on the back and say, well done, you did good. Because that's the way forward. Allow these acknowledged achievements to grow your self-confidence and self-esteem and read the list often. But you know what? I am here to serve you and your higher self on your journey and to throw a little light on your path. So if you would like to contact me one-to-one, go to my website or email me at info@patriciairiskerns.com. I'd be delighted to hear from you, and I will reply, and I do it myself. I don't delegate that. So delighted to hear from you. If you go on the web, you will get, you can sign up for my newsletter and receive a free introductory MP3. Okay, well, we're going to have to go now. Please join me every Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific and 7 p.m. GMT. Next week on the Awakening Talk Radio Show, I'll be taking you on the next steps of your evolutionary journey. It's going to be me. I'm interviewing me. So in the meantime, have a great week and I'll see you back here next time. This is Patricia saying bye-bye.
You've just been listening to The Awakening Radio with Patricia. Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. Take command of the power in your life. Be inspired. Become rewired. For more information about Patricia, visit theawakeningradio.com.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.